There's a story about Hillel. We know that Hillel was exceptionally modest. He began his life, he was very, very poor. And then he came to Israel, and the rabbis had a question. They couldn't figure it out. He had a better tradition than the chief rabbis in Israel. He answered the question, and they appointed him chief rabbi. And then he started heading the academy. He was the Nasi, the top leader of the Jewish people. So his students once saw him and asked him, "Where are you going, Rabbi?" So he said, "I'm going to perform a mitzvah." They asked him, "What mitzvah are you going to perform?" He said, "I'm going to the bathhouse. I'm going to take a shower." They said, "And what mitzvah is there in that?" So he said, "Imagine the king erects a statue of his figure in the public square. Doesn't he appoint someone to come and clean it off? If it gets all filthy, the king says, that's a disgrace to me. Well, God created each of us a representation of him on the earth below. If we walk around filthy, stinky, what are we saying about our representation of God? And so he then said, when I go to wash myself, I'm also going to perform a mitzvah because I'm a representation of God." Something to think about. You know, guys focus on their learning. We used to have a guy here who, when he took off his sandals, everyone took two steps back. We're a representation of the Ribon Shalom here. And it's considered a mitzvah to walk around in a way that's representable. We're clean. We're people who represent the Ribon Shalom in this world.